2 Corinthians chapter 5. We want to base our thoughts around those well-known words in verse 17. I want to speak this morning by the help of God on the subject of our identity in Christ. Our identity in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and the verse 17, the apostle writes and says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Therefore, if any man be in Christ." With the word of God open before us, can we please seek his help in a word of prayer? You know not the Lord, then pray with us, pray for us. It is our prayer today for any here out of Christ, that even this day, through the preaching of the word of God, that you may come to know him and be found in him. Let's all pray. Our eternal God and our Father in heaven, we come around the scriptures of truth. O God, we would choose that better part now. Lord, as we would sit at the feet of the Master, O God, come and teach us today. Come and instruct us, O Heavenly Father. We ask, O God, that today you'll remove every distracting thought. And Lord, for this time now around the Word of God, it is our prayer, Lord, that the Word of God might dwell in us richly. O Heavenly Father, come, reveal the Word of God to our souls. Speak to us out of thy word. O Heavenly Father, we pray that today thy word truly will be the joy and the rejoicing of our hearts. Lord, may we search for that word. Lord, may we hear that word. And eternal God and our Father, we pray therefore that you'll help us then to live by the word. Bless every child of God. Lord, today for those who are out of Christ, we pray, Lord, that you'll speak to them as well. Lord, that this will be a day when thy name will be honored, glorified, and magnified. Hear and answer prayer. Continue on with us now. Give us help, O God, we pray. Lord, we claim the promised Holy Spirit. Come, O God, we ask. Help us, O God, today to open our mouths. Lord, we pray you'll give us boldness to make known the mysteries of the gospel. So hear and answer prayer. In the Savior's name we pray. Amen. What is your identity? If I were to ask you today, what are those identifiable aspects of your life that mark you out and that define you this morning, I wonder how you would answer. Perhaps in answer to such a question, you would tell me your name. Because that's how we are known, and that is often how we are defined. Our names is one of the most common ways in order that we might be identified in this world. Maybe someone else will tell us about their background or their upbringing, and that would associate them with their identity. Perhaps others would be a position that they hold in business or in employment or in society, and that particular position identifies them as to who they are. For others, they will identify themselves as to their nationality, as to their place of birth. And of course, when you travel abroad, you are identified in a foreign country by your nationality. And the passport that you use in order to gain access into that foreign country identifies you as being a citizen of another place. All of those various markers would be an appropriate way of identifying who we are individually. However, today, for those who are saved, for each one today who are redeemed by the grace of God and saved by the gospel of Christ, we today have an identity that far surpasses all other earthly identities that we may or may not have. You see, today, for the child of God today, we have an identity that is unique, but also that is unequaled. Sometimes we go through life and we have an identity crisis. We have a crisis as to who we are. We're not really sure as to who we are. We're not really sure what we are. And that can lead to this crisis of identity. And yet today, we who are saved, we have an identity in Christ that ought to thrill our souls and motivate us every day of our life. You see, today for the Christian, the one who's saved from sin, from the blood of Christ, our identity, first and foremost, is not in our nationality. It's not in our name. It is rather in our nature by the new birth, because our identity is found in Christ. What is it that distinguishes the child of God from the rest of humanity? What is the distinctive mark today of the child of God? It is our identity, who we are, what we are in Christ, that is so fundamental. Perhaps today the devil is creating within your life an identity crisis. And he's seeking to disturb your mind and seeking to destroy your Christian experience. And he's seeking to undermine your identity in Christ and make you doubt who you are in Christ. And as a result, you're in confusion today. Perhaps as you sit in this meeting today, your mind is in a spin. Well, I pray that today, as we would consider the Word of God, that God would remind us once again of some of the most fundamental and elementary matters concerning our salvation. That God would use His Word today, not the words of this preacher, but rather that He would use His Word to remind every child of God who we are in Christ, our identity in Christ. Thou wilt keep him, the prophet says, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. One of the greatest ways of keeping our minds stayed on Christ is to remind ourselves of who we are, what we are in Christ. And so by the help of God, the Holy Spirit of God giving help this morning, let's consider the subject then of our identity in Christ. I want you to see, first of all, with me here, our standing in Christ. Our standing in Christ. Verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ. You see, our standing in Christ is fundamental, and it is the underpinning truth of all the other aspects of our identity that we'll go on to consider. The great and most wonderful reality today, the highest mark of our identity in Christ, is found in our standing in Christ. And how often the Apostle Paul used that little term, in Christ. Opening his letter to the Ephesian church, he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ. At the commencement of his letter to the church at Philippi, he wrote to the saints, in Christ Jesus. And you see, he did so to remind the readers, the various individuals that he wrote to, the churches that he wrote to, of our position in Christ. It's a little phrase, but it is a phrase full with meaning and such significance today that it must never be overlooked. You see, everyone today, regardless of class or creed or conviction, is in something. No, I'm not talking about being in an organization or in a church or in some sort of club. I'm talking spiritually. Because we are either in sin, in the world, and all that entails, or we are in Christ. Only one of two standings are applicable to all people, either in sin or in Christ. By nature, we were all born in sin. But thank God today for each one that's saved today. That moment of our conversion, we were taken out of that position and placed in Christ. Before we go any further today, the question needs to be asked, what is your standing today? Are you in Christ today? As you sit in this service of worship this morning, are you in Christ? I'm not asking you today, are you in church? Obviously you are. I'm not asking you today, are you in some organization? I'm asking you today, are you in Christ? Are you saved today? Because that's the most fundamental, important question that you'll ever be asked. You still in your sin today? You still bound and fettered by your sin? Then it is our prayer that today God, by His Holy Spirit, would release you from those chains that bind you from your sin, take you out of your sin, and bring you into Christ. Thank God for each one that is saved. Our standing today is found in Christ. Let's take that a little further. What does it mean to be in Christ? Well, first of all, our standing in Christ, we see it in our acceptance. We all want to be accepted, don't we? The social system in which we live engenders that desire within all of us to be accepted, to seek acceptance, whether it's with family members, work colleagues, neighbors, those we live beside. We want to be accepted. But dear child of God, today we're not striving for acceptance with this world. We should never lower the standards of holy living in order to be accepted by the world, because first and foremost, beyond any other acceptance, we are accepted in Christ. We are no longer a product of the past, but rather we are a product of the redemptive work of Christ, His saving work within our souls, making us acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. You look at verse 18. It says, all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ. We are reconciled to God today. We are accepted before God today because of Christ. At Calvary, the Lord Jesus Christ gave Himself one sacrifice for sin forever. He was the sacrifice. He was our substitute. And it's through His death. It's through His blood and all that is entailed in that wonderful work of Christ there on the cross. That's where we find our acceptance today before God. God was satisfied with the death of His Son on the cross. And so for all those who are in Christ today, we are accepted before God because Christ is accepted. Christ paid the debt, the penalty, the price for our sins. He satisfied every demand that the law laid upon Him. He rendered in His life a perfect acceptance to the law. He rendered in His death a perfect fulfillment of the law. And because we are in Christ today, through the new birth, we are accepted. I stand accepted before God today. I stand accepted before God tomorrow. And child of God, for every day of your life, you stand accepted before God because of saving faith in the finished work of Christ. Not a blind faith. Not even faith itself, faith, the object of our faith, namely Christ, who is the only grounds of our acceptance with God. Dear child of God, today you're accepted before God the moment you place your faith and trust in Him alone for salvation. Acceptance isn't something future. Acceptance with God is not conditional on what we can do or what we will try to do. Our acceptance before God today is all in the finished work of Christ. You see, there's no other way that we will ever find acceptance before a holy God. but through Christ. There's not only our acceptance there, but there's also our adoption. Because hand in hand with our acceptance before God, there is our adoption into the family of God. We are brought into God's family. How's that done? Through Christ. We are the children of God today. Paul, writing to the Ephesian church, he reminded them and us of what we were by nature. By virtue of our birth, we were the children of disobedience, the children of wrath, children of Satan, the children of darkness. But then in that wonderful verse in Ephesians chapter 2 and the verse 4, when he says, But God, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he hath loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together by Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. And here's the key again, in Christ Jesus. He redeemed us. He'd regenerated us. He'd renamed us all through Christ, brought into the family of God. John, writing his little epistle, said, Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, we who were the children of wrath, we who were the children of disobedience, that he hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. What a wonderful reality today that we've been adopted into the family of God, taken out of our sin, brought into his family. Oh, dear child of God, today far greater than our family identity by birth, far more than our identity in this world, we have been adopted into the family of God. We are his children. He is our heavenly Father. We have all the privileges that are ours through the sons of God. We may be pilgrims and strangers in this earth. We might have a name that's obscure. Nobody knows anything about us, so be it. We may be strangers in this world, but listen, we are not orphans, because we've been adopted into God's family. Hymn writer said, I once was an outcast and stranger on earth, a sinner by nature, an alien by birth, but I've been adopted, my name's written down, an heir to a mansion, a robe and a crown. I'm a child of a king, with Jesus my Savior. I'm the child of the King. That's our identity today. Our standing in Christ, we are accepted before him. We have been adopted into God's family because of him. Our standing in Christ. But let's consider something more about our identity in Christ. There's also our security there. I don't need to tell you today that we live in a very insecure world. We live in a world where nations are insecure, governments are insecure, people are insecure. You see, today security is all measured by that which is temporal. It's all measured by that which is material. Things which do not last. Things which could be here today and gone tomorrow. And that's why there's so much insecurity in the minds of so many people today. Because they've placed their security in things which change and fluctuate. But for the child of God today, real, genuine security, it's not found in the temporal, it's found in the eternal. Our security in this life and in the life that is yet to be lived is found alone, centered alone in Christ. In Christ we are secure from the wrath of God. Paul, writing to the church at Rome, he said, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." Dear believer, today you're no longer under the wrath of God. That condemnation which was ours by virtue of our birth, it's been removed. We're forgiven today. We're justified today. We're redeemed. We're right with God today. The wrath of God has been turned away because that wrath was appeased on Calvary's cross for our sin. Child of God today, listen. Judgment, condemnation for your sin was met and satisfied in Christ on the cross. During those hours of darkness, he was cut off. During that time of blackness in the earth, Christ suffered for my sin. He endured the wrath of God for me. He was cut off from the Father for me. That wrath, which was mine by nature, was met in Christ. Look down at verse 21, the last verse of this chapter. "For he hath made him to be sin for us." Now think about it. The lovely Son of God, as we'll think of this evening in the gospel, without spot or blemish. He was made sin for us. Sinner Christ was made sin. Dear child of God, he was made sin for you and for me. Why? That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That we might have this right standing, that condemnation which was ours would be removed. He endured God's wrath for me, that I would never have to endure it. And today I am secure. Child of God, today you are secure in Christ from the wrath of God. Because he suffered that wrath in our place on the cross. We are secure from the wrath of God, but we're also secure in the workings of God. You see, today we are secure in the knowledge that God is working all things together for our good. You look back in the previous chapter, chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians, in the verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 in the verse 17. Paul writes and says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Child of God, today we are secure in the knowledge that God is working all things according to his plan, his purpose for our lives. Our afflictions, painful though they be, God is working them all out for our good and for his glory. Now I know that's hard to grasp. Perhaps even today you're sitting in this meeting and unknown to anyone else around you, there's a storm in your life. And there's some great affliction today that has beset you even in the week that has passed. And you wonder how you're going to get through this. Be sure today that God is working it all out. Be sure today that God is in sovereign control of every aspect of your life. He makes no mistakes. Today, we are secure in the knowledge that God is working for us and as for good. His way is perfect. Oh, the old devil will come during those times of affliction, during those times of adversity. And he'll make us doubt. He'll say, look what you're in now. Look at the state you're in now. Look at the circumstances that have befallen you. God doesn't love you. What has happened? Your life's in a mess. And he will make you doubt your salvation. Oh, but dear child of God today, don't listen to the lies of the devil. Listen to the truth of God's word, that God is working all things out. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Our Lord is sovereign today. He is working out every plan of your life and mine according to his plan. That is why it is so vital that we keep our minds focused on the Lord. I know it's the easiest thing in the world that when you go through particular times of difficulty, all you can see are the storms. Peter, you begin to sink. Such times as that when we need to get our minds back and focused and fixed on Christ. We need to consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest we be wearied and faint in our minds. We need to take the word of God today. Stand upon the word of God. And when the devil comes and makes us doubt our salvation, remind the devil of what Christ has said to us, we his people, I give unto them eternal life, they shall never perish. And there is no circumstance in this world, there is no situation that will ever cross our pathway that is able to pluck the child of God out of the hand of God. You are the most secure person in this world today, dear believer. You're secure from the wrath of God. You're secure in the workings of God for your life. And you also have that security, that assurance of the welcome from God. The psalmist said, Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel. There he is saying, he acknowledges the sovereign hand of God in his life, that God would guide him with his counsel all throughout the days of his life. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel. And afterward, receive me to glory. What security today is ours. What security, dear child of God, today is yours in Christ, that afterward, when all of the leadings of God in this life are over, afterwards he'll receive us to glory. In Christ. Thank God, one day with Christ, which is far better. There is our standing in Christ, our security in Christ. But finally, as we close this morning, I want us to notice something else about our identity in Christ. There is then our significance in Christ. We live today in a world where we are taught to find our significance, our value in possessions, positions or prominence. We're told today, fill your life with all this world has to offer you and find your value, your significance in that. But for the one who's resting and trusting in Christ today, our significance, our worth, our value, it's not found in what we have. It's not found in what we own. It's not found in what we can get. We see our real value today, our real significance has been found alone in Christ. My worth today, my value today is not in who I am or anything I can do, because I can do nothing. But thank God today, my worth, my value is found alone in Christ. We've been chosen in Christ out of the hordes of humanity. This wretched, worthless vessel of clay was chosen by God to be His child. God set His unconditional electing love upon the child of God in eternity past to save you, to redeem you, to bring you to Himself. You were counted of such immeasurable, immense value that a triune God placed His love upon you. We've been called by sovereign grace in Christ. Because the Lord did not just simply choose us, then He called us, brought us to Himself. And we've been counted righteous through Christ. Verse 21, again, chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Child of God, today you are the object of God's special love. You're the object of God's unconditional love, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Dear believer today, do you see your significance? Do you see your value? God so loved you. God so loved me that He sent His Son to die on a cross of shame, to suffer pain unimaginable, to save you and me from sin. Oh, Satan today will tell you you're a nobody. Satan today will tell you that you have no significance in this world. That may be the case. But we're not looking for significance or acceptance with this world, because we've already found it in Christ. All the worth that I have before Him today is found in the blood of Christ shed on the cross for me. That blood of infinite value to save your soul from sin. We are significant because of His unconditional love toward us. We're also significant to Christ because of His unfailing promises given to us. Dear believer today, you can take the Word of God and you can claim every promise. You can stand on every promise in the Word of God, because they are yea and amen in Christ. They're yours and mine to claim. Every promise in the Word is mine. They can be trusted. They can be depended upon. We're significant as well because of His unending presence with us. Throughout every day of our lives, to the day the Lord calls us home, He has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. You look back through the course of your life, and you consider those who were with you maybe years ago, friends, work colleagues. Now they've turned their back on you. But thank God today for the child of God. He says, I'll never leave thee. I'll never forsake thee. And through every moment of every day, The Lord has promised to be with His people. Even in our wanderings, even in our failures, He will not leave us. Through those days of sunshine and the days of shadow, He will remain faithful. Oh, He truly is that friend that sticketh closer than any brother. Why? Because He loves you so. He gave His life. He shed His blood to save you. Is He then just going to forsake you? When He gave us all that you might be saved. And then one day, bring us home to glory. The afterward. The afterward. Cornish evangelist Billy Bray, very rough, rugged character, yet he had a tremendous zeal for the Lord and he saw many souls saved. But because of his rough appearance, he would have come across opposition with those that he sought to evangelize and witness to. One day he met an individual seeking to witness to them about their need of Christ. And they weren't very happy about being spoken to by such a rough individual. In a very condescending manner and tone of voice, this person turned to Billy Bray and said, "Who are you anyway?" Billy Bray, the rags of his clothes and that rough, rugged appearance, said, "Who am I?" "Why, I'm the king's son. I'm the king's son. Child of God today, who are we?" "We're the children of God. We're the children of the king. We have that inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, one that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for us. We're children of the king. We're children of God today. He so loved you. He sent His Son to save you. Don't search for your identity in this world because you've got an identity far more superior in Christ. Remember, you're standing in Him today. You're accepted before God because of Him. You're adopted into the family of God today because of Him. Remember your security today in Christ. You are the most secure person in this world. Remember your significance in Christ. You were counted of such value and worth that Christ die to save you from sin." You see, knowing who we are in Christ is crucial. Knowing our identity in Him is vital. It matters not what others might think about us. It matters not what others might consider we are or who we are. Oh, today we have an unparalleled superior identity in Christ that cannot be taken away. "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee." There will be little to encourage us in this world. But like David of old, we can encourage ourselves in the Lord. Who we are in Him, what we are because of Him. We're in Christ. Thank God today, whatever else we don't have in this world, as long as we have Christ, that's all we need for living, it's all we need for dying. Let's remind ourselves day and daily of our identity in Christ. And what about those today who are here without the Savior? You do not have this standing. You do not have this security. But today you come to the Lord Jesus Christ in salvation. He can take you out of your sin. And by faith alone in Christ, bring you into that wonderful position. And give you a glorious prospect. In Christ, in life, with Christ, in death and for all eternity. He can make you that new creature if you would come to Him today. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, let's bow our heads in prayer.